Blog Talk Radio.
Taking Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, man. And we are excited to be here as always. It is Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. It's Praise Break Friday. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. How Christmas can steal worship. I know y'all going to look at me kind of funny when you hear that. How Christmas can steal worship. That's the topic of today's conversation. I don't know how y'all gonna deal with it, but you might as well get ready for it. But that's the topic of today's conversation, how Christmas can steal worship. I understand where the author was going when he said it, because I kind of went there. So I'm all good. I'm excited about it, but it's gonna be a good time today, and I hope y'all are ready for it. As always, it's your boy, your host, Ms. Dana L. King, and right now, I'm in the studio by myself. Might be something different in a few minutes. I don't know. Hey, it's just, you know, it's just my show. I just stand here behind the microphone. I really don't know what happens. I'm being funny and petty at the same time. But anyway, y'all, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time with what's going on today. I hope y'all are ready for it. Let me give you a rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. Go to tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. You know how to find us. Just do a simple search at TTLO Radio. That's how you do that. If you want to find us on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. If you want to find us on, give me 1 second. Let me move this chat box out the way. Come on. I'm about to be a pop out. Where is the pop out button? All right. If you want to follow us on Facebook, once more time, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can definitely find us there. Yes, sir. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we're not live yet, but we will be. You can go to Instagram, same thing. Instagram, taking limits off at TTLO Radio. Again, that's at TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Amen. Also, if you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you all that way. Again, one more time, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. www.thewestsidestudios.net. If you want to follow us, if you want to watch the live streams, yep, the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, you can find us right there. Ustream.tv, look forward to hearing from you all via Ustream, Ustream.tv. If you want to follow us on Facebook, Facebook Live, the Facebook live stream is up and running. That's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Y'all bear with me for about a good 30 seconds while I get this thing situated right here. Let me just drop something real quick right here. No, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just moving something so I can get this Instagram up and running. Be right back, y'all.
Hey, this is Dana from the Taking the Limits Off radio show. I just want to wish all of our listeners and their families a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
Amen, amen, amen. We back. Okay, so trying to get this thing situated. I don't know if this is going to work out or not. Had to put this camera at a new angle because I thought I might have some guests or something in here. But we're going to see how it works out. We're going to figure it out in a few minutes. It ain't that important. But anyway, as I was saying, the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We're going to get the Facebook, the Instagram one up, will be up shortly as soon as I figure out the best angle to get everybody who may or may not be here on camera. Amen. The last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search, a real simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Again, one more time, do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us right there. Hey, y'all, it is literally, let's see, Saturday, Sunday, 2 days before Christmas. Or we can say 2.5 now, right? 2.5 days before Christmas. Are y'all ready? I just want to know, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready yet for Christmas? Have y'all spent all y'all's money? That's the question I want to ask. Did y'all spend all y'all's money yet? That's a real question. Have y'all spent all y'all's money? Is y'all, you know, have the cards been maxed out? Have the credit cards been maxed out? Have you done all you was gonna do? You know, or do you still got more money to spend? That's a real question. I don't mean to offend nobody. I'm just trying to ask a question. Do y'all still got monies that y'all need to go out and spend? Because I just know some folk that goes all in during this year. And I used to be one of them too. But then, you know, cooler heads prevailed, and you know, you just learn some stuff. Wish I had learned it sooner, but you just learned some stuff. But I'm just wondering, are y'all ready for Christmas? Have y'all done all the have y'all spent all the money you're gonna spend? Y'all still out shopping looking for that last item? I know those of y'all with kids, some of y'all have been waiting for the long minute. What's the popular toy this year? Outside of those fidget spinner things, what's the popular toy this year? Because I'm not aware of what it could possibly be. But what's the popular deal this year out there for everybody? That you, if you got kids, if y'all got, you know, kids, and I'm talking from 6 years old up till about 15 or 16, what's the popular thing people are asking for? You remember a couple years ago, everybody wanted those glider things. What's those glider things? Everybody was trying to get those. What's them things called? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Them things that you stand on and they drive you down the street. Whatever them things is called. Watch your step across there when you come across that thing down there, because, you know, it's a little hump in the flow. But I don't remember what's that thing called? The glider? You don't nobody know nothing, right? Y'all gonna play like y'all know y'all special. Y'all some special people. I told her to watch your step. Y'all special people. Just come on with you. You can plug your phone up over here. You ain't got to do all that over here. But I'm curious. What is the toy that everybody is trying to get this year? Somebody help me. Whatever it is, what's the item? What's the one item that everybody is trying to get this year? Y'all help me out. I don't know. And while y'all trying to help answer the question, for those of you watching on Facebook Live and Ustream and everywhere else, somebody, oh Lord, yeah. See, somebody, it's just coming on in. Yeah. So y'all think about the question real quick. I'm going to take a quick break while I get these chairs situated because, you know, don't nobody tell me nothing. Stuff just happens. So I'm here, and we're going to get stuff situated. Y'all pray for us, please. Just pray for us. Let me get y'all some kind of something over here. And we'll be right back, y'all. Yeah. TT. Right. Nobody told me nothing. TT, hello, y'all. We'll be right back. Right, we are coming on back. We are coming on back live Friday. Praise Friday, y'all. We took a little break, but we can get some stuff situated around here. Studio has been infiltrated. Studio has been infiltrated on Praise Break Friday. I guess they didn't want me to praise God by myself today, so. And look, it's all, and look, it, like I think the Bible, somewhere in my Bible, they say we're two or three. I think it's in there somewhere, right?
It's up in there.
It's in there somewhere. Two or three are gathered. I am in the midst of them. So joining me right now, she should have made her way from the great, I was going to say the great state, the great town.
Come on.
Of
Roselle.
Oh, I was going to
say Villa Park.
I was going to say Villa Park.
The church is in Villa Park.
Right. The great town of Roselle. Town of Roselle.
Yeah.
The one and the only from, let me see if I can get the name of this church right.
You never get it right. But that's okay.
I got you, though. Greater Works.
Greater Love.
Greater Love.
Greater Work.
Greater Works.
Outreach.
Outreach International.
Come on here.
Right.
We are a bona fide organization that's doing the work for the community. Come on.
Y'all pray.
We 10% church and 80% community. Come on.
Oh,
that's our new. That's our new.
That's good.
Am I getting down, Pa? See what I'm saying? I'm in good company. Ain't nobody playing with Dana. We gonna be look.
And then,
Dana, you know why we came today? We came today to let the people know going to hold your arms up, Moses.
Can I say who else here?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Then y'all can have the show.
I'm gonna be quiet.
And then from the first Bethel Church, making a guest appearance. I'm gonna say it like that. He making a guest appearance. Your mic? Is that mic on? Okay, good. Try that again.
What are you?
Oh yeah, good. Making a guest appearance today. The one, the good pastor. Cornelius Parks from the First Bethel Church is in the house. Now, what's up, y'all?
What's up? We know what? We just wanted, seriously, I wanted to make sure.
Parks, do me a favor. Push that monitor out so that way your face ain't blocked. Just pull it out and then pull it to you. That way the people can. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
That I ended my year with making sure that, I believe I heard you say this recently as well. I'm supporting the people that support me.
Okay.
And I've been trying to really, honestly, truly get to Pastor Parks for probably some weeks since he put out what he wanted to do by way of. Of course, you know, them other folk on the other radio stations, they had the large give. We're going to say what they called it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe this is going to be the massive give.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want that to happen, Dana, without first coming to bless him, but also making sure that I came over to bless TTLO and just say, I love you all. I appreciate you all. We have made history this year, last year, by bringing two radio network media hosts and networks together
to
bring one united front. I don't think it's ever been done before. Dana, you say my name on your show, I can say your name as much as I want because it's our show.
Right.
Come on here.
That is true.
We can say Jesus on our show.
That is true.
So I just came to be an uplift to Praise Break Friday up in this joint on a Friday. I'm up in here. I can see. Come on here. Then I'm going to get my butter whipped. Come
got,
on.
She got some eyes, y'all.
Come
she,
on. Yes, I do. I got my contacts on. Yes, I do. Yeah. And I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Help
come
us
on.
Today.
And we'll speak in tongues.
Help us today. Help us today. All right. I tagged you in the post, so now it should
okay.
be on your thing.
Okay. I had already shared it.
I know, but
ahead.
You can share it because you own it now.
Right.
So anyway, and invite
good.
The people. So, man, I appreciate y'all. I asked this question so y'all can join in. Y'all through Christmas shopping?
No. You know, I've been so busy
doing the other
stuff.
You ain't
that
did
I,
your own.
No. And so today, tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, I'm a little vexed, but I'm good. You know, somebody stole 7 bags of toys from us. Yeah. Seven
serious?
Big old bags of toys. You know, we call
you
ourselves
know, some
trying
stuff
to,
you ain't got to share with me because,
yeah.
you know, I don't know how to act.
You know, at first, let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
I was trying to be okay with it.
Right.
But then when I thought about it today, and then I thought about how angry my team was.
Uh-huh.
Because my team felt like, man, we're doing a lot of hard work, and here there's people coming in just taking stuff from us. And, you know, we always say, Lord, give it, Lord, take it. Let's be the name of the Lord. No. At the end of the day, people should not have to steal from you.
Yeah, the Lord gave it, but the Lord didn't take it.
He didn't take
Let's
it.
Not tell that lie.
But we're thankful. I said this, and even if any of the team is on, while we was rapping last night, I told the team, just watch God move.
Mm-hmm.
And right when I was pulling up here, I got a message saying that we have some more toys for you to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing awesome things, and we still got a lot of toys. So what happened, because we was giving out to so many different locations and churches and organizations that we was dependent on the toys that we kept for ourselves
tomorrow. Okay.
And anytime somebody take 7 big
bags.
And then, not only just 7 bags, but they went into the other bags and took toys out. And so
so they went shopping.
They went shopping. Mm-hmm. And then they took massive of 2 age groups.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hardest age groups is teens.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's hard. And so they took pretty much 2 big bags full of teen stuff. But, you know, God is still going to get the glory. We're still going to do and give exactly what we said we were going to give out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm appreciative. You know, I'm happy. I'm excited. Been running ever since this morning. I'm excited for George Beatty.
Yeah,
he got his thing today.
It's
so
tonight, right?
Oh, I
yes,
saw
tonight.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
I saw that on Facebook,
you know,
too.
And
I was so excited.
We
to
still
see
do
that.
Our part because
wow.
we promised him things.
Some stuff, yeah.
And so I was just running from Bellwood, one of our store's locations.
Okay.
And we just filled up his Suburban truck with stuff that's just
nice.
Unbelievable.
Amen.
Nice.
So
Amen.
Just because people stole from us don't mean that we're going to
right.
give,
that's good.
Give our responsibility. And so no matter what we give it out to, we're going to still be able to bless many throughout the city of Chicago, throughout the state of Illinois. So I'm still appreciative.
You just helped me with something. Wednesday night, I had to teach Bible study, and I, at the last minute, I decided to do the lesson on encouragement.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And how Satan wants to point out to you everything that's wrong that's going on with you so that you can't encourage nobody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how we still have to be able to encourage people anyway.
Yeah.
And you just said that to me because I just thought about how you somebody stole your stuff.
Yeah.
But yet you still.
Yeah. And then,
but you
still. Correct.
I'm going to show you something. Uh-huh. And I can show you the text message.
Uh-huh.
Right. And we were I do a Friday morning call.
Right.
And we was talking about sowing seed when it comes down to outreach. Sometimes you don't see the people coming back, those that you distribute certain things to. But I look at it as a concept, you're sowing that seed. So even leaving Bellwood, watch this. Sowing that seed to George Beatty, moment I'm pulling up in this lot, I get a text message saying that we have some more toys for you pick up, and I give you, I send an address. So sometimes you just got to go ahead and sow,
That's it.
Don't worry about when it's going to happen, because it will happen.
Because it's the reason behind why you're doing it. It's not it's not for anybody to see it or to get blow your name up. It's because there's a truth, that you have a heart for it, man. That's good stuff.
And how about Pastor Fred?
That's
Fred
good one,
Wilson,
my brother.
Hey, he says if a man take your shirt, go ahead and give him your coat too.
Yeah,
give him your coat. Because you got it to give.
Now, this is another thing.
As long as you don't let me see.
Now, this might bless a lot of us, too. Whenever you have certain people come around you volunteering, you got to be careful how you respond to pressure.
That's right.
You got to be careful how you respond to adversity.
Yeah.
Because
That's true.
Way they wanted me to respond.
They want you to snap.
Wasn't Christian character.
Right. They want you to go off.
And so the way that I responded, the way I responded was in a calmly manner, even though I was burning on the inside, I still responded well in their presence.
That's leadership.
Yeah,
that's leadership.
And so, leaving there, they can say that they seen the image of Christ.
Right, right, right.
This is what kingdom, you guys,
yeah,
is truly all about. This is what kingdom is all about. So I'm walking in here today. I don't know if you all know, my husband's probably going to choke me about this, but I'm walking in today. I don't know if you all know, but my son wrecked his car a couple of months ago, three months ago. I don't know if you remember.
I think
wrecked his car 3 months ago. And thank you, Lord. We have insurance. He had gap, all that good stuff. Well, what we didn't know is here it is 3 months later, a truck is has his hazards on, which means proceed with caution. It's a small intersection over in Bensonville where my son works. He's coming up on the truck. The truck has on his hazards, and Devin decides he's going to go on up and go around the truck. Well, I could have did that too, but I would have proceeded very slow. Well, the truck started turning. Devin starts turning. I say, Devin, based upon what you told me happened, you hit a curb.
Right.
Son, you were going too fast. You're supposed to proceed with caution. Well, at any rate, at the end of the day, the car, his Veloster that we just bought, 2013, Dana, because it's a low rider. Come on, my son is tall like you, and he's a nice-sized boy. It's total. And he's just devastated.
Wow.
Well, look, you can get another car, but son, think about it this way.
Right.
It's a low-riding car. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Not only did you step out of the first accident, you were at fault. I would say at fault. You stepped out of that accident right there at the exchange, y'all, downtown, with no scratches, with your cousin and your sister in the car with you. But here it is. God let you pass the truck. The truck turns in. You say the truck is wrong. The truck left.
Yeah.
Didn't see if you were okay. You had sense enough to call the police and call the folks that be and get the car towed and all. And you stepped out without a scratch. And that's a low-riding car. Son, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Folk already depressed for whatever reason.
Right.
You got out of the car, and my husband said, you know what? This is what we got to focus on. Son, you got out of the car in one piece. Now, here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you how God going to ding you and bless you at the same time. You're going to get off our insurance. Come on here. You're not going to get another new car for at least about, I'll prophesy, 5 more years.
Oh,
come on here. And you're free. You ain't got no bill because all your bills are going to be paid. Lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Huh?
Yeah, that happened. Believe it or not, my son was just in an accident Sunday.
We mean that fact.
During my appreciation service, I'm sitting down and get the text, and we just put him on insurance Friday.
Oh, Jesus.
Just changed his insurance Friday.
Jesus.
And he was in a bad accident, and so now we're waiting to see if it's totaled out and all that. And it's amazing how kids don't worry about the injuries. They were more concerned about the car.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
And he's even right now, he's more concerned about the car, 2014 Corolla. Corolla. And
got all the pipes
him,
on it.
I said, man, listen here, you could have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
The sad part is he was making a right, turning right at a red light, and a car that had the green hit him.
Absolutely.
So he ended up being in the wrong.
He ended up being in fault. But that car could have, the damage of the car, if you look at it, you would think the car spent so many times.
My son said his car should have flipped over. You know what, also, Dana, what I'm finding out is that, honestly, and this ain't not your subject matter for today, but honestly, I told my husband and I told my son, you 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, are not ready and you don't have you don't know how to make these real quick decisions.
Yeah.
You're not experienced enough to be driving.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that they would not give them a full driver license until they're about 25. I'm sorry, y'all. I do not believe. You know, it wasn't until I got real grown. I'm going to tell y'all this, too. How about we double back, too? I asked my husband. He hates when I do this. I said, well, Pastor Rob, in your heyday, when you were out there doing anything and anything under the sun, how many cars did you crash and leave? I can tell y'all I crashed and left about two. Come on here. But I crashed and left them. There wasn't no insurance to trace. Didn't have to call them. But see, now that you go and get these insurances, well, guess what? He's on our insurance, so now the insurance is going to come back to who?
And, right.
You know, come on. And I'm the co-signer on this car.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I
just get sad.
She just thought about being
but
a
co-signer. But we thank the Lord. It's going to be paid off in full. Come on here. Gap. Somebody say gap.
Gotta have it.
You gotta
have
gap insurance.
Show got it. When you buy a car now, they tell you.
Don't you just get that?
They tell you. Anyway, so here's the deal. So you still got shopping to do, right?
Yeah.
So did you get Pastor Rob's gift or whatever it is you wanted?
Years ago, we stopped stressing over Christmas.
Over Christmas,
for real. And that doesn't mean there's not right. And
okay.
That doesn't mean no.
Oh.
That's for anybody. You know, the only people
but
who really
ask you about Pastor Rob.
You know, I know. Okay. So, we kind of like got us a little, we got something in the works for our anniversary is March 21st.
Ah,
it comes up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
So
you could get something for Christmas that would help celebrate the anniversary.
Saying?
Okay.
You know, so no, we're going to wait and take that beautiful trip in March. So them little coins, we're going to just go on and put them right here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Our kids are all grown. You know,
okay.
God is so good. I'm so glad to have grown children. All of our children are grown. I have 7 children combined. I have 4 of my own, and then Pastor Rob has 3, so he has 7. And same thing with our grandchildren. My son Chris has 3.
All them kids? Good.
We got 7, but they're all grown children. Early 20s, late 20s, and my son Chasten is in Portland. Owns a business. He is 33. But then we have a 35-year-old Pastor Rob.
Wow.
Yeah. Pastor Rob is 52? He's 54. He say, I'll always say, Pastor, you 50? And now I'm 52. I'm 52.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, because
so
I ain't done nothing. I ain't finished. No.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get something done today. I hope today and tomorrow I'm going to try to get some. Stuff. I ain't did nothing. I've been running too much, just way too much.
Yeah.
Too much stuff going on, and I'm glad that everything that I had to do here is over with.
Until whatever.
But so that's done. I ain't got to worry about that no more. And then, as I said on Wednesday's show, I'm going to take, not this Sunday, but the next couple Sundays and whatever, I'm going visiting. So don't be surprised if I show up in your church.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't be surprised. I done been to yours already.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have not been. And
show up my church, you better make sure you have a sermon.
No, I'm going to come right.
I put people up.
I'm going to text Leslie and say, is he in the pulpit preaching?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm going to walk in.
Right. Yeah.
I'll put people up.
No. I ain't that preacher.
I do want to come visit. Mm-hmm. I'm already calling the pastor name. But Dana, at the same token though, I prayed that God would fill your books, and so you may not have a Sunday thing.
I'm talking about the next Sunday. I'm talking about in like between
next
after Christmas. And then, because the stuff that's going to happen here ain't happening until mid-January.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I'm praying.
And it's 2 weeks of that. So I got about 4 or 5 Sundays.
You know you're full, though. You're right. I'm looking at his eyes falling. Y'all ever seen a person who's just filled with the word? So until they need to just bubble over.
So
that's what Dana's going through right now.
I'm coming to.
I'm letting First Bethel know.
Don't let him know.
I'm taking some time off.
You going on a sabbatical?
In January.
Are you going to actually go out of town or are you just going to take some time off?
No, I'm going out of town.
Good.
Man.
Because you have to. Because if you don't, you're going to end up working.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Go out of town. And go somewhere where you ain't got no service.
I'm going to tell you this. The Lord.
A ship.
And the Lord wore me out with this toy drive because of the overflow.
Yeah, yes,
it
is. It's not because it was so much hard work. It was just things coming in that you never thought was coming in, and how it was coming in, when it was coming in.
Absolutely.
And it was like, boom, you got to be careful what you ask for, because you just may get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he gave it to us, and we're appreciative for it. And, you know, I'm honestly been lack of rest because you're trying to figure out. Now, let me say this. The whole time, my only concern's been three things: gift wrapping paper, tape, and transportation. Like, for real.
Right, right.
It wasn't the doubt of getting the resource, the product.
The product.
Right.
You knew that was going to be delivered.
Man,
you know,
when I cast the vision and
mm-hmm.
sent it out, maybe a day or two afterwards,
mm-hmm.
we start getting stuff in.
That's good.
Bukus and stuff. So
that's good.
We're appreciative. I mean, when I tell you, like,
so I ain't gonna say I'm gonna try not to repeat what I said last year, because I'm gonna do it this way, because you already know that if it was, and you said that you already exceeded it. You
mm-hmm.
see it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
y'all exceeded 10,000.
Yeah, it's your fault too. Like, yeah, it's one of your.
Because last year you said 5,000.
5,000.
Right,
and we got like.
And I told you last year
yeah.
you was gonna do 10.
Yeah, you did.
And that's
you
what it hit.
You did.
So I mean, and here's the deal now, and I'll say this to you, because if, when God gives you, you know, when He gives you vision, then it's then left in your hands on how you accomplish it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to set out on mission
mm-hmm.
to see vision come to fruition, right? So now you know what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it takes now, and I'm sure you've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of stuff you probably wouldn't do
mm-hmm.
that you did this year,
mm-hmm.
but you did it because it was on the fly.
Exactly.
You had to make room
exactly.
for stuff. But now next year you probably know, hey, you know what? Get with some guys. You know,
some arms.
Here's something, and it just popped in my head, and I wish I had thought about it earlier, because I would have told you. There's a guy on the west side that was going to help us move that water when we had all that water.
Oh wow!
And he was going to give us the U-Haul trucks.
Wow.
For $50.
Wow.
Wow.
That's yeah.
To take it all the way to Michigan and bring it for just for $50.
Wow.
He's going to give us a truck. I just thought about that right now. I'm sitting here and I'm like, it was stupid.
Yeah.
But he's still over there, right on the west side of Chicago, and I'm thinking about that now because of what you're doing. Kanye has his information. We put you in contact with him, thinking about next year. I'm already thinking about next year.
Honestly,
and he got that whole lot right there on Costner and Madison.
The Lord gave me the vision already for next year.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm not going to be so much hands-on
mm-hmm.
as in being
you facilitate.
Yeah.
That's it.
So,
yeah. And that part is hard.
We're looking
to delegate.
We're looking for – now, during the course of 2018, I'm doing a lot of outreach seminars,
mm-hmm.
workshops,
mm-hmm.
on showing individuals, churches, how you can receive this stuff.
I was going to say, that's what
yeah.
the Lord has called you
so
to do.
So what's going to happen, I'm going to take a minimum of 10 churches, and we're going to stand in agreement together.
Okay.
And we're going to do something massive, historical, showing the showing the city that we can come together. Now, the problem I'm having with churches is follow through.
Okay.
I feel that if we're giving you product, you ought to come and get it.
Absolutely.
That's true. That's true.
We shouldn't have to deliver it to you.
Now, I keep hearing you. I keep hearing, and I didn't want to cut you off, but I keep hearing you. You know, I've heard you share similar stories
mm-hmm.
the last couple of weeks or anytime
mm-hmm.
you share. But can I put this on record?
Mm-hmm.
I'm your, well, okay, maybe there's a gap here between us, because I am DuPage County, you're Cook County. I am Western Suburbs, you are Southside. But let me just put it out there like this. I hate that there is a gap. Because when I tell you that I would love to be one of your arms,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the truth. I mean, I don't know how you would make that work.
All right, let me say this. It's not a gap. I think what it is probably follow up and follow through. Like if
That's
you
good.
Said once, you got to come back to me. Because
mm-hmm.
after I get up, like if you send me a message after I get off the phone with you or we talk, I got 20 other people.
Right.
And unintentionally, it,
mm-hmm.
it
So that's the part where you, but you just said it too, you're
yeah.
going to have to delegate.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're
exactly.
going to have to form you a
exactly.
team.
And I do now.
For this coming year.
And believe it or not,
people will do that
yeah.
for you.
So what happens?
Maybe I might have to be that part
and,
of the
and
team.
Honestly,
well, I call.
Honestly. Wait. And so I'm thankful for the individuals that have been working diligently. Even transporting to
come on,
meeting
and they're
pastors.
Not getting paid.
They're not getting paid.
They're actually passionate
like, I got
about what they
a
do.
A pastor, I had someone to take him some toys yesterday, and you know he came back at me saying, "Man, I appreciate it. It was labeled,
come
it
on.
Was organized,
come
and,
on.
And one thing I can say about, man, this team have been off the chain.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the Lord yeah sent us teachers.
Yeah.
That was important because I don't know how to separate according to age.
Yeah.
I don't know
that's right,
the unisex toys. So she came in. Her name Frida. She came in and just she deal with sisters.
Come on.
And I
she's
just have to hell out
her
way
area. That's what I call it. Pastor, you don't have to ask me.
But can I be honest? They don't go to church.
Okay, it don't matter.
No, I know what he's saying, though.
Yeah,
but I get
but
what
I do
you're saying.
But I do.
What you got to be able to connect with those
everybody
individuals.
Everybody.
You've been saying that, yeah.
And honestly, that's been my success. Connecting with individuals.
Everybody and anybody. Come on.
And so we was talking on a call this morning about volunteers. And the question to pose, like, how do you keep the volunteers involved and all that? And
keep
my
motivated
statement was this. Honestly, sometimes your image, what you do in front of them, is the closest to Jesus they will ever
come on
be.
What you portray. Amen.
We can't
totally
always
agree
try to fight and fuss and push a volunteer to be faithful when a believer not faithful.
My God.
When a believer not stepping up
my
to the plate.
My God.
Here, watch this now. These volunteers, not only do they volunteer their service,
mm-hmm,
but they pay. These was the ones who give gift wrapping paper.
Absolutely.
Tape.
Absolutely.
Scissors. That's what they tithe.
Yeah.
See,
on
we only look
come
at tithes coming to the church.
Come on.
They sowing seeds that people from the church don't even want to give.
Yeah.
People from church don't even want to give a service.
Yeah.
They just want to bring a bag and take.
You preaching that.
And so what happens, you cannot push these individuals to the side. And it's not that you're making them feel better than the members. No, it's the point of you trying to win them over. Because here, you can't always bring them to church because those that have been here won't let those come here stay here. For real. You got some people in church who won't let the new people come.
Of course not.
To the church, stay in the church and work.
Because you're going to take
my spot. Wouldn't you all know that that is
my spot?
Wouldn't you know that that's the fight? That's probably going to be our fight, Dana and Pastor Park, for this upcoming year. In the 21st century church, the church is fighting leaders like myself, Pastor Rob, Pastor Park, yourself, Dana, because we refuse to have church any longer as usual. I told somebody who, because we need a capital grant.
Mm-hmm.
We are now, you know, we lease our church. And,
oh, okay,
and this church is going to cost in the $400,000 mark.
You mean to buy it outright?
To buy the
okay
church outright.
Right.
Not for the small building, Dana, because you've been over there before.
Right.
It's the land
that sits on. The campus.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I said, and see, what will hinder us is if we turn around and we tell folk, well, we just want to have church. No. I told the folk, no. It's going to be 10%. So we're going to put a chapel in this building. But this building is going to be fully functional. It's going to be all about community, something I've never seen done. Is there a grant out there for older people to be able to come and get a voucher for their medications if they need it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you can faith all you want. At the end of the day, don't be a faith fool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my faith still says take the medication and I can't afford it because I lost my husband due to whatever reason, but I'm Caucasian. But y'all sitting over there on the corner as a church. Come on, Dane. Here's the other thing I told somebody. And to your point, the other thing I told everybody is that if I can prove, which I have, to my community by having organized events that are for the community, where the community can benefit, these folk in my community will never, you said it last week, I think, a week before, they will never come and sit and have church with me, Pastor Parks. But what they will do, they're going to support everything I do because I'm going to keep the ministers of society off the block. They don't have to worry about the children that come to our church if we teach them right, Dana.
Right.
Snatching their purses, which is what we're marked with in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's really a give and a take, you know, an even exchange.
Yes.
We're going to have a fully functional building. And for some reason, we're having a hard time because the deacons, the trustees, oh yes, I am. The deacons, the trustees, and the finance team, Dana, don't want to back us because you and I have refused, Pastor Parks has refused, that we will no longer just spend the money on just the inside of the church, but we're going to sow seed into the community. I'll go for broke for our community. I will.
I
can I
go
throw
ahead
something?
Come on.
And this is no shade towards trustees, deacons, but they try to run the church money like they run their own bank account.
Did you hear me?
A lot of trustees, deacons that got money, they selfish, they cheap, and that's how they want to operate with the church.
Come on.
And bottom line, you know, I'm learning this day by day when it comes down to outreach. You got to know what God gifted you to do.
Yeah, because everybody ain't get to do it.
Everybody not, but.
And they can't see it.
The church of today is one word, mobility.
That's good.
If you don't have no,
that's good.
No movement.
That's good.
Come on.
That's good.
You're not really helping the community.
Real good.
That's good.
So
that's
what
good.
Happens, and this is one of the fights that we deal with, is people ask, well, why we do this? Why we do that? People ain't coming back to church. Listen, I told the members this. You want me to tell you why we still surviving with the little flock we have?
Come on.
It's because we sowed the seed. Outside, and the Lord made provision
inside
that we're able to continue to come in here, have service, continue to here, have heat, and all that stuff.
Come on.
It's not because your tithes and offering.
Come on. Because your tithes and offering don't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean
anything.
Thank
God for Kush.
Listen, faith without works is dead. You can have faith and trust because you're paying, but that don't mean that he's going to make provision.
Wow.
He makes provision based off your work.
Wow.
And if you're not working, then provision is not going to come. Average church is suffering because they're not doing nothing.
Nothing.
Ain't it a scripture say something about if a man don't work, he don't eat?
He don't eat.
I'm just saying. I know it is one.
Man, the scripture
is in there.
The scripture is.
You
very...
know what? Now you John the Revelator. Because we've only thought that about working in the natural.
No,
that's working.
But it's in
the
church
Koreans
too.
Study the Bible.
It's in the church.
Yeah. Come on.
If you don't do no
work
you can't expect
eat,
no harvest.
That's right.
Can
no
I give another scripture?
Come on.
My God.
So my anniversary, sir, and appreciation.
Right.
Pastor Demetrius Kleiss, that man messed me up. He's great.
Oh, is that who's that today?
Yes, he's great.
He's
grace for this.
Uh-huh.
The man said, the scripture, my God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Uh-huh.
How we take that out of context.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
That scripture is talking about supporting the man or woman of God.
Yeah.
And that's when he will supply all your needs.
Right.
According to his riches.
Right. It wasn't for everybody.
It wasn't for everybody. And a lot of times we operate that we're not important.
Right.
We only important when we're given. But we're not important when it's time to receive.
That is so true.
And
that's
so what happens, even in the church, the fight is this. What can you do for me? What can you do? Now, sometimes you got to be like the pastor and get out here and work.
Yes, you do.
I work the way I do because I'm setting example.
Yeah.
Not because I get a kick out of it or a joy out of it. Mm-hmm. No, I'm setting an example that I'm able to do the work of God, number one. Even if I'm in an unhappy situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody take you from your
passion.
That's
it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Because nobody.
You could be in dress rehearsal.
Come on.
Where you at?
Don't let nobody take
you
from your passion.
Until you get to the real stage.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Never get knocked out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm. But that's where Satan tries to attack you by getting you off your goal.
Yeah,
to distract you with foolishness and side stuff that's going on and all of the stuff that he sends your way if anything, even if he can't stop you, he's successful if he hinders you.
Hey, Nehemiah,
you know, come down for a minute.
He wanted to talk for a second.
Right, just let me holler at you.
Yeah, but Nehemiah, he knew his focus.
That's it.
A lot of times we don't really know our focus.
Come on.
Because we're so caught up in looking at what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. Or knowing
that we can't be the
focus,
best us.
Mm-hmm. Knowing our focus and knowing our audience. And knowing,
That's good.
Is this wrong, y'all, to think? And I think it was my brother, Pastor Fred Wilson, who I saw this on his post. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm only supporting those who support me coming in 2018.
Yeah.
This don't have nothing to do with ministry. Because, you know, if you call me as clergy, hey, I'm commanded through scripture to make sure I meet that need.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm talking about is the, you know how all of my friends out there on Facebook, y'all got 1,000 things going on. I don't care who supports you.
Right.
If you don't support us, don't count on me
can
making.
I bless you with something?
I mean,
I hope my brother's still on here.
Who that?
Fred Wilson.
I think he is.
He is.
I want you to listen to this.
Uh-huh.
And I want y'all to listen to this.
Okay.
The hell with who support you.
Don't
let
nobody
take you away from doing you. Let me tell you why.
Okay. Okay.
Because I support others, there's other avenues open up for me that they can't
tap into.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to reciprocate.
You
don't have to reciprocate.
You don't.
Now, that's good.
I do it because I look for other bigger avenues
to open up for me.
The guys,
do Jesus. That's
guys,
what I'm telling
you. The guys always joke with me and ask this question. Let Better say, who are you? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get this stuff? I get it because I try to be as supportive to other stuff. If you be a faithful of few, he'll make you ruler over many.
But you know what? It's a certain support. See what
now,
I'm saying?
It's a spiritual
I'm talking about supporting all of your conferences.
I ain't into
none of that. I'm rolling with y'all right now.
Do you
hear me,
man,
brother?
I'm
serious about this thing.
Out of all the stuff I do, And it took me a while to mature in this
Come
capacity.
On. Ain't no church folks trying to fool you.
Not only just church folks, you know, those who call me, they're their mentee.
Mm.
Those who call me.
Are you telling me the truth?
Man, listen, I'm saying a lie. Those who say they cover me.
Uh-huh.
Those who say they proud of me.
Uh-huh.
Those, even after the event, I get phone calls, how did it turn out?
Mm. But you didn't show up.
You didn't show up, but you they want you to answer these questions.
Give them my regards.
Trust me, I know how everybody feel in lack of support.
Mm.
You know, they never lied when they said this is probably one of the loneliest positions in the world.
In the world.
It's true because I learned people are envious of you. People don't like to see you grow. They don't like to see the work that you're doing. They don't like it.
Yeah.
They wondering how you get them doors open. Angela?
Wow.
Think about the term, and you hear it quite often, misery loves company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Misery.
Yes.
Loves company.
Loves company.
All right.
Success divides people.
All right. I'm going to show you this.
Because watch this. When people see you being successful, or what they deem as you being successful, they can't handle it.
Wow.
Two things going to happen. They're going to stop coming around.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're going to try to tear you down in
the process
because they need you to come on back to where they
that
are. Because they have not been ready to be elevated yet. But you were about to say something.
Go ahead. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part about people supporting you and the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
People, they'll ask you, like, you might say, okay, I can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
They're not concerned about what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
They're more concerned about where the product coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they trying to push you out the way.
They need to
hook up themselves.
They don't want you to be the middleman.
They want
to connect.
According to how you respond,
mm-hmm.
I can remove myself so you can get connected.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see your heart is not sincere, I'm going to continue to be the middleman.
Right.
But I'm not going to reject you from getting things.
Right.
But I'm not going to connect you
to
the person that give me things. Because here, watch this. And this is real true. One of my donors,
mm-hmm.
I hooked up a guy, and he turned around and hooked up four other guys. And so happily, I went to the location.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was picking up some things. And so I seen one of the guys, a preacher, and I said, oh, man, how long you been coming?
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, I just came up, so-and-so hooked me up. I said, oh, okay, that's cool. He said, oh, he hooked you up too? I said, no, I've been coming here 7-8 years. I don't want to plug him up. You know, you got to be careful.
Don't get it twisted.
You have to be careful. Now, anybody know me knows that we don't go around town talking about
what we did.
That ain't never been your deal.
It's very rare that you would know what people we connected with.
Right.
Seriously. Like, I'm not going to go and put no church on blast and say, oh, yeah, we helped them out. No, we don't do that.
Absolutely.
Now, I brag on the overflow
of God.
Absolutely.
Because the Bible tells me I got to tell the people the testimony.
Right.
And they won't know the miracles of God if we didn't tell them.
Right.
Now, I'm not up here boasting and bragging on me because it ain't me.
Yeah.
And I told the team, if it weren't for y'all coming here, I can't get this. I tried to wrap three gifts, and Lord, have mercy. That's all I can say. But it was the team that's good at what they do, pushed me out the way and said, we got this.
You know, I think, Park, so that you will be more encouraged, maybe that this is what I'm trying to say, is that what people don't get is when God gives us a vision, And then the real, what we thought, Dana, to be the resource actually falls through. And now I got to do more footwork mm-hmm. and get more foot soldiers to help me carry it out.
Mm-hmm.
Carry it out. And then he lets us
mm-hmm.
have, like, these overflows that are astronomically, I don't even know words to use, but
mm-hmm.
they're high. But the grace of God
yeah.
is
of God.
On. My mic was a little crisp, but now it didn't went down. But that's all right. I'm in the middle of
ahead.
A lot of
just
power.
Keep talking.
But the grace of God overwhelms us in such a good way. People don't understand. It's really about God gracing you to get the job done. And I want them to understand that this is excitement that they hear out of you. It's excitement. And when you're excited, you're going to brag about the God of
always.
Your salvation.
Always.
Come on here. At the end of the day, this is where the church has been failing. I ain't talking about all churches, but
mm-hmm.
y'all get up off of me
because
you don't have to
some
invite
churches.
Me to your church.
Church.
I can preach in my own church every Sunday. My husband and I pastor a church. But I think what we fail is because we've not yet gotten it. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. We think that we can minister to a young man and his stomach is touching his back. That ain't how this thing goes.
Right.
You got to feed him. You got to catch the fish first. Catch him, feed him. You know, one of the things we wanted to do, I'm so sorry, I don't want
mm-hmm.
you to forget your thought.
Not...
One of the things we wanted to do is, because of you, Pastor Parks, we are in DuPage County. We are in that church over there in Villa Park off Roosevelt. And we're saying, what can we do to try to put a dent in some of the sadness that we're seeing over here in Villa Park? And so my niece says, you know what, we can't do a whole lot because at the end of the day, you need funds to be able to do that. But we can do something. So let's give an hour of power on Christmas Eve. We're not calling off church. Come on here. Let's do an hour of power on Christmas Eve. Dana, let's turn around and go to the GFS store
mm-hmm.
and get what the kids like, which is nachos, fully loaded meat soup with a bunch of cheese. Come on. Hot dogs and polishes, and make sure that they got, come on, M&M's. Come on. And then turn around and talk to the people at American Airlines. Talk to the people at Sam's Club. Talk to the people in our neighborhoods in DuPage County. My husband's job, my job. And say, listen, can you all furnish us some $10 gift cards
mm-hmm.
so that we can bless these kids? Can you give me some McDonald's? Come on, when I leave here, I got to go to McDonald's, get McDonald's gift cards. Can you give us some gift cards? Because these kids like this. Now, Dana, out of one church's efforts,
yep.
two churches' efforts, a nation's efforts,
mm-hmm.
we've turned around and we've slapped the devil in the face once again. And we said, the one thing you ain't going to get, we're not going to miss church.
Right.
We'll give you, if you bring your kid there, come on, try to get him here on time so he don't get the bottoms of stuff. And then after we give him an hour of power their way, Dana,
mm-hmm.
strategically, we're going to turn around. We're going to feed those kids some lunch and then turn around and they're going to get double blessed. Because how about my boy, come on here. Our boy, which my daughter is Chance the Rapper alum, how about he turned around and my kids got other stuff that we're able to donate. Some original coloring books from Chance the Rapper.
Wow.
But your kid got to be there
wow.
to get the blessing.
Let me say
come
this.
On.
Awesome. You said something so key that I want to piggyback on your beginning of what we got to offer people. Before you offer the gospel,
come on.
You got to offer love.
You got to offer
yeah.
love. It's got to be
and
love.
One of the things that the Lord knows, he knows when it's authentic
that's so
and when
good.
It's false.
God knows when it's authentic.
And so
I got
a lot of people doing things for show.
Mm-hmm.
And how you know they're doing it for show? They can't deal with the people that come.
My Lord.
Not
My
ready.
Lord.
They don't have a spirit.
They don't have a heart.
They don't have that.
They don't have the heart for the people that's coming. They treat the people that's
you
coming
be ready
with nastiness.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. They treat the people that's coming looking at down on them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have an odor to them, smell and all that, they're not treating the people like they ought
oh
to
my
treat
God,
them.
That is
and
so,
so
true.
The first thing we want to do and why people are running from the church is just present them with Jesus, but they don't know him.
Wow.
But one thing we all do know, if we don't know, we heard of, is love.
Is love.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said
that's
God
so
is love.
God is love. That's so true.
John 3:16. So God so loved
the world.
Amen.
So
amen.
Our method
mm-hmm.
of reaching the people in form of outreach, because that's the difference between evangelism
and outreach.
Outreach.
That's correct.
And so what I want to do in 2018, and I'm going to do it, and you just really confirmed it.
Jesus.
You said something, too, and I want to go on record by saying this, and I tell people this all the time. Like, the stuff we give out, we don't pay for that. The Lord got stuff stored up waiting.
Come on, come on.
For you to get it.
Come on, for
the
real, for
the
real.
The wicked lies up for the righteous.
My Lord.
And so I want to, and this is why it's really tugging me to do this outreach workshop seminar, because
I'm glad.
Many people missing the boat.
Mm.
We're missing it. Here, let me show you something else. We don't have to always serve common food.
Oh, my God. I got to give you a half.
We don't.
Yeah,
we don't have to put ourselves, because truthfully, you're trying to give them a delightful meal, and don't mean that they're going to come back anyway.
Absolutely.
Don't put
Absolutely.
Yourself in debt
trying to give them a common food.
Don't try to accommodate them. There's organizations, there's places out here that you can.
They'll sponsor.
I know that for a fact. But here, what happens, I'm looking for a team of 10 to 15 pastors that's willing to sit down with uniform.
Mm-hmm.
When I mean uniform, for my first outreach for 2018 is our love bags.
Jesus.
You can't do outreach in January because that's all in-house. So February is the month of love.
Right.
So last year we gave away 500 love bags throughout the city of Chicago.
I remember that.
And so now I want to get as many pastors as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come on board
and get ready for love.
We'll provide the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what's in the love bags, because this is very interesting.
Hygiene products.
Yeah.
Toothpaste. So
they're mostly for women, right?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Men and women.
Men and women.
Okay.
Candy.
So we got to increase.
Candy.
Maybe 1,000.
Potato chips. Like, it's just the thought of you going to the L track.
Right, I was going to say,
the train station, and seeing men and women, and you just handing them, saying, we love you.
Wow.
We just want to give you a token of love.
Wow.
The people that was doing this volunteering, they was just tearing up, because now here's the gospel.
Come on.
They was able to pray with some individuals that they gave love bags out to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we was just chasing people away with God. No, we offered prayer.
Absolutely.
Most people, you'll be surprised.
The Spirit of God.
If you're lending your spirit unto them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to cultivate it. They're going to grab onto it, and they're going to tell you what it is they need.
You are talking. You're talking right.
I'm serious.
My husband is on right now. Hey, Pastor Rob. My husband is on right now. And his preach for the last couple of months has been, if you all don't stop shunning people and just start loving people where? Right where
they are.
And y'all, so we're sitting in, we have something called Chit Chat and Chew Bible study on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We have prayer at 6:30, and then at 7:15 we have Chit Chat and Chew. Meaning you can bring you a snack, you can bring your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in the lower level of our church.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some new members, and so we asked them, we said, because we taught one of the lessons that you had, topics that you had.
Oh, one of the
About being a small church, being a small church,
mm-hmm.
how to move through that. And so I asked them at the end of the lesson, I said, Why are you guys here, or why did you come and stay?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing came out of their mouths, and we're a multicultural church now, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It was prophesied, and now the Lord is fulfilling it. They said, Pastor Angie, Pastor Rob, we're just going to tell you the truth. We came and stayed because you and Pastor Rob,
mm-hmm.
You guys love mm-hmm. on people.
Mm-hmm.
We see this love in between y'all. We see the love with the people, and you all just create this oasis of love. That's why we stay.
But
we feel loved at this church.
That's good and bad.
You know, love ain't the only thing.
No. Right. I ain't talking about
okay.
that.
So,
you said from you and Pastor Rob.
No. From you. I also said from you. I started off by saying we see the love from
in
you
the
all
church.
As the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. And we see the love from the people, the members that
there
are in the church.
Now, I wasn't knocking it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying one of the struggles in the church is visitors see the love in the leaders,
mm-hmm.
but don't see it
in the
people.
Layman.
Wow.
The
yeah.
And I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I know some people told me that they love our church, love you. I love you, Pastor, and I love this and that. But your church is not as friendly.
Need to work on
mm-hmm.
Every church needs
yeah,
to work
true.
On
Yeah, true. So that's one of the biggest things. I want to challenge everyone for the
that's
month
good.
Of January.
That's good.
Work inward.
Work
on your people inward, because here
you
might
inward.
Not be around.
I love that.
You might not be around, and that might be a time that somebody got to show love.
Mm-hmm.
You and Pastor Rob not around, and they looking for somebody else around you, and now everybody look at me mugging or not giving the same spirit that you and Pastor Rob give.
Absolutely.
Now it's like we lost another one.
You touched on something about people not knowing people being outside, working outside of their ministry or outside what God put them in. And, you know, I thought about this. You think about food pantries. You think about homeless shelters. And it's amazing how some of those people who work in some of those places really don't have a spirit for people.
Wow.
Think about
Dana.
That. And I thought about this.
So
I thought about this. And I'm grateful that my mom never really had to go through it. But I remember hearing so many stories, and you've seen so many portrayals of it, where the people who had to go down to the public aid office.
Yeah.
And how rude some of those people are in those facilities. Like it's your money that these people are coming to get, and they're down there. Don't get me wrong. I know it's a whole lot of folk game, the system.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can talk to people any kind of way who are in need.
And still have a job.
And who are in need.
Sure.
And then you come to people in food pantries, and you see people in food pantries, and the person letting you in yelling at you, and they looking at you funny, and then if they tell you they only need six people to come in, and you didn't hear it, and you walk in, I'm gonna put you out if you don't follow directions.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is
being
because
nasty.
I didn't hear your number, you're gonna send me
I'm
home
hungry, and my stomach is leaving me right now. Come on.
So you're absolutely right. There are people. It's the same thing applies in our churches.
Absolutely.
You should not have people who do not have a spirit of friendliness to be an usher at your church. They shouldn't be a greeter at your church. And I'm going to say it like this. If you got deacons who ain't friendly either, they shouldn't be allowed to pray in front of folks. I'm sorry, at your church. Go
ahead.
There's one
company,
praise the Lord. One company out here remind me of grumpy ushers.
Come on, Patrick.
And if you think I'm lying, go into one.
Ain't nobody we trying to get a sponsorship from.
No. It's going to remind you of churches. It's going to remind you of church ushers.
Uh-huh.
Currency exchanges.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee
oh
you the owner
does
not know
that his people
service
act that way.
That they provide.
Mm.
That's just a perfect example. When
that's
the
good.
Pastor's not around.
That's good.
How they do their job.
That's
good. Do it grudgingly.
You just said something. That's good.
And guess what they just did? Sent all the money to Walmart. Because you do know Walmart.
And
my children tell me stuff like this. Until I encourage them, children, don't go up to these places and cash your check. Look, have your check be directly deposited into your Chase
account.
Right,
you ain't got no bank
account. That's
right.
Well,
right.
Encourage them to get a bank account.
You ought to, right.
You know.
But that you're absolutely right with the deal with the currency changes. Because you deal with
it. I can tell you some nasty ones.
Yeah, but no, because the only time I've ever.
Mamas, I don't want to, because they probably watch.
Well, the only time I've had a deal with them, you know, really is when it's time to get your license plate sticker.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you see how nasty they are.
They hold in so many different conversations.
Yes,
they are.
They're on the phone.
Yes.
They're talking to their coworkers while you right in front of them.
Don't forget to pop
it on. But believe it or not, one day I was just sitting there, and I didn't even get mad at them. I started getting mad at the church.
See, because you start thinking about.
I started thinking about that's how we treat people when they come into the church.
Yeah. Lord, yeah, like you ought to know all the rules already. I ain't never been here, I don't know nothing about you. You know, I mean, you know, again, it goes back to this whole thing. And when things are done, that book that you and I have talked about quite often on the show, The Five Star Church, that's one of those things where, you know, I think that's something that every church needs to buckle down to it and take a look at. All of it might not apply to your church. But I guarantee you, you're going to find some holes in your church that need to be filled.
You better, Dana.
Can I be honest?
Come
on. It's time for us to just go back to the basics.
Yeah.
And do an overhaul.
Because we're trying to do too much.
We're trying to do too much.
Without fixing stuff.
Without fixing stuff.
Now, this would be tight.
We got patchwork
going on. We good for patching.
We try to take people places we never been.
My Lord.
We try to train and teach on things we never been taught. And so how can the blind... Lead the blind.
They all gonna fall.
I make this comment all the time, and I said this to the church one day. I said, "Now, how many of y'all? I think I said this not this past Sunday when I preached, in October. I said, how many of y'all are gonna follow? Get in the car with Ray Charles driving, Stevie Wonder to navigate.
For real,
a whole heap.
For real,
who getting in that car?
All you got to do is
But yet we will follow people.
Come on,
will follow people just because they say."
For real.
They've been somewhere, or they say they know the Lord, but when you watch them in their actions and you watch how they interact with people, you can tell they the last time they read the Bible was when you told them to turn to chapter so-and-so.
Oh,
for real.
God.
I'm not trying to discredit the church or leaders.
No, that's not it at all.
We starving for people to put in positions.
That's it.
That's the truth.
We're start. I mean,
that is
and,
such
and
a truth.
Because
there is a hunger there.
It, yeah. We want, but we just want to fill a slot. An untrained individual.
Yeah.
In a slot that is not even active.
Yeah. Yeah.
A ministry
yeah.
that's not even active.
Mm-hmm.
If an average church. Look at all the list of ministries they have. Let's take a toll on how many is really active.
I guess we must be pretty, I guess Pastor Rob and I must be pretty under the radar or something, because we actually don't, it's probably because of where we came from and how our church started, how we went about saying to our own family and our children that, you know what, we do not want you all to get anything other than the authentic word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ask God, what direction do we go in?
Mm-hmm.
And thus, Greater Love, Greater Works was started in our, I'll never forget, in our great room. But there's a lot of old traditions and things that I saw in some churches that
mm-hmm.
my husband and I
mm-hmm.
attended. We didn't bring those over with
no,
us.
No, you can't.
We don't do the five offerings. The one thing, I'll
no,
never forget this, and it's going to bless y'all. I never will forget a
Fine.
Woman of God coming up from Texas. I really loved her. I mean, you know, appreciate it. She was prophetic. She was accurate. The whole nine yards. She's coming to our church to minister the gospel
mm-hmm.
and messed around and got on the phone with my husband and said, Pastor Rob, what I want to know is, do you want me to raise the offering? And he said, well, do you normally do that? Not a problem, but this is where it went left. What I do, you know, the Lord always gives me a number. First of all, he like, a number? So she, a number, and she kind of kept talking, a number, the Lord always gives me a number. And then what we do is, whatever we raise, I get half. My husband say, baby, you go to somebody else's church. We don't, look,
wow.
And said this, I will never forget that
wow.
conversation. He said, we don't do that.
Wow.
In this ministry, and hung up the phone.
It's sadly that's the norm.
Doc.
In some churches.
Watch folk calling you doc here. I'm telling y'all now, they sit in the back of rooms and the pastor now got these cameras and he counting, popping them. See, y'all don't know. Y'all don't want me to go there. Bam, 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 bam.
All right.
And he could tell you how much he can raise in about a minute. Come on. Dr. Cherry over in Temple Hills, Maryland said, I've got 7,000 members. It takes us all but 4 minutes to raise an offering. Why?
You ain't asked for all that. I'm going to show you something. And it's true. My first year at First Bethel, I was married at the time. I went to go preach for another guy on the South Side. And he had a youth conference. It was a youth conference. I had more members there than he did. The man literally took up 3 offerings. So help me living God. This is on a Friday night. He took up 3 offerings. I stood up because I didn't. This is my first year.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want the church to think that this is me. I stood up. I said, well, to be honest with you, I can't say his name, but we at First Bethel don't do it like that.
Wow. You said that at his church.
Because I'm still held accountable
right.
uh-huh.
to my
uh-huh.
members.
To your
no, I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure, Dana.
Because,
I'm hearing him right, Dana.
So you
said that at his church.
And I haven't been back. But my people, after the second offering,
uh-huh. they look.
Now
at
you believe.
And this was our second regular offering.
See?
Absolutely.
They looking at me like, what's going on? When you only had 7 members.
And you brought all the folk came from your.
I brought 10 members, but this is your closeout for your youth conference.
17
and
people.
And you only have one youth there.
But I saw the Lord say 15 of them going to give 100.
And I'm not lying to you guys. It's the truth. So I stood up. You know, I got a problem with my mouth. And y'all should know that by now. It comes up, comes out. And I felt at that time my people need to hear from their shepherd that this is not me.
Wow.
I don't want you to think that we was in the office talking about raising this money so I could take some and you take some. No.
I love it.
And then you want to do an offer for the speaker? No. Keep that. My people not about to give you nothing else.
Do y'all know Robert L. East?
No.
Liberty Church of God in Christ on the South Side. Anyway, look.
Uh-huh.
So he covers our church. He's our mentor. He covers
okay.
us. We are not Church of God in Christ. He covers us. He's our mentor. Here's what he said. We went to Indiana. He was preaching that day. Dana, this is my hand to Jesus. He said, let me tell you all something. He said, my church will not be given an offering. I've already overextended them for the day. And anyway, that's what he said. He said, I've already overextended them for the day. They traveled out here with me. My church will not be giving in the offering. Okay, then he said, so if you have a problem with that, don't give me an offering.
He said, but he did say this. When he got in his preaching, he said, and I want you to know, they're fully Kojic. And he said this out loud. He said, I want you to know, preachers and Besha, I'm going to need you to decree right now with me. It don't take no $10,000 for you to go to the convocation.
Ooh.
I want you to stop, basically stop pimping your church.
Ooh.
Stop manipulating them.
Wow.
Over, it's called overtaxing them.
Wow.
You give it Sunday school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you give him BTU, Baptist Training U. Come on, Daniel. You know I know what
I
I'm talking about.
It.
Baptist Training U. Then you're going to give in benevolence offering, which never gets given
to the
benevolent,
right.
to the people that need it.
Right.
And then I want you to give a tithe, an alms, and an offering.
Right.
At what point, and look, I had some preachers actually, yeah, we're going there, y'all. I had some preachers actually wanted to cuss me when I said, we are in an economical challenge right now.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. And Pastor Storrs helped me with this.
Young Storrs, a senior.
Young.
He's
really good with finances. And I was asking him for some of his sermons on giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not sure, not to say we preach them verbatim,
absolutely.
But we want
right.
to see
right.
the content of
mm-hmm.
your sermon.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me, in order for you to preach on giving, you got to preach on how to get them out of debt.
Come on.
Yep.
Now that's good.
Yep.
And
CE, cousin.
Yep.
He said,
yep.
You got it going on.
He said that most pastors always only talking about people giving. But most people don't really have much to give.
Now tell the real truth.
So you need to teach them on how to get out of debt.
How to
so
get out of debt.
So they can have some cushion
to give. Come on. Meaning that means you might have to stop doing this extracurricular activity on a Saturday, Dana. And maybe I can't teach you the full on a Sunday morning because that is for evangelizing. But what I can do is have a workshop on a Saturday to teach you how to give to you
yeah.
and give to
but
God.
This
stop this first fruit offering shenanigans.
But these are the issues that
the church
and I know we were supposed to be talking about something else, but these are the issues that the church used to address.
Used to.
During the civil rights movement, during the 70s, and even in the late 70s, churches taught. It wasn't just BTU.
Absolutely.
You know, they taught you how to, if you get ready to buy a home.
Come on.
No, the church didn't help you with your down payment. But they walked you through the process.
Yes,
somebody in
yes,
there said, this is how you do that. You had a deacon or a preacher
yes,
or somebody. And it wasn't a class. It wasn't a ministry because they didn't know that's what to call it back
right,
then.
Right.
But there were some people in the building who could walk you through buying a home, who could walk you through buying a car,
absolutely.
Who could say, well, what bank do you bank with? So many
that's
members of the church.
True.
We got. I can tell you right now, and I think I'm going to say it. I don't care who don't like it. I think it's the worst bank in America, ABC Bank. Used to be right over here on Lake Street. It closed. Only one now is over here on North Avenue. But it's been changed to something else. I think it's the worst bank in America. It used to be Austin Bank.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
it's ABC Bank or
yeah.
whatever. Now they didn't close down the branch. But we have members in this church who still have bank accounts with ABC Bank because they opened up their bank account when the church got open.
Wow.
So because that's what they used.
So
because
they
people
in.
Because
wow.
they were taught. But that's what they learned how to do to handle their checking
absolutely.
And savings.
Yeah.
Okay, forget the bank, the fact that we're not teaching that anymore. I've said this for years. We don't teach our kids how to balance checkbooks.
Absolutely.
We don't teach our children
absolutely.
About credit.
Absolutely.
And then so back to what you said, you can't teach them about faith giving and doing
yeah.
this
come
extra
on.
And doing all this extra
all
when I'm trying to hide my car from the repo man.
Seriously.
And
come
you,
on
and
now.
You the bishop. You the bishop with
come
10
on.
Churches.
Come on.
Play with me.
Come
we
on.
Got it. But we need to be, and Dana, that topic is going to be amazing. listen, but
okay.
we need to be authentic.
Yes.
Here's what I believe. I believe that the other reason why we're losing leverage in our churches
yes.
is because
leverage.
We're no longer honest. We're no longer honest. My husband and I don't tell our church everything, but certainly I will get up there. My husband will get up there and share. Listen. If you all do not decide in your own conscience
mm-hmm.
to give,
mm-hmm.
my husband and I are going to have to hold the church up with our own checking account.
See,
and is that going to be fair since this is our
but
church?
You're doing more. See, I don't want to say people are being dishonest in the church, but I agree with you. But I'll change the language. We're being honest, but we're not being real.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I And I
help.
Okay. So why? So
that's
so
good.
Honesty
that
is
good.
Honesty is following the Bible says.
Okay. Okay.
You know, give your first
come
fruit.
On.
That's
come
honest.
On.
That that's being honest. Okay.
Me and you might have to talk about that.
But that's okay. Hold on.
Okay.
But being realistic is but being realistic is you don't see my debt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the realistic being real in church saying this is. Like, for instance,
I don't know how to do it.
Exactly. Without going into too much detail, I won't get myself in no trouble. We just had a business meeting here at the church on Monday, right? And at that business meeting, we talked about the church's finances and how much money was coming in and all this other kind of stuff, right? And for some of us, we know the story already. We ain't got no money, blah, 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 blah. We know that. All right, fine.
Yeah.
But the reality is this. We see where all the money is being spent.
Okay.
Okay, so we because our business meeting reports are they to me I think they're over detailed. I don't want to know how much money we spend on toilet paper. I don't care.
But we need to.
But the problem with that is I think we get more caught up into that because my issue would be if you got I'm just going to use the number to make it easy, keep the math easy. If you got $100,000 budget. If that's what your income statement in and out is going $100,000, just doing that to keep the math easy.
Okay.
And you're spending less than 1% on Christian education.
Then we have a problem.
Then you know that your people.
That's what's important.
And but you're trying to teach people to give.
But
you ain't teaching them no. You ain't giving them no Christian education.
You're totally right.
Or if all of your monies is being spent on keeping the building.
Right. Versus downgrading if you have to,
or even maybe you're not doing it right. Maybe
right,
you need to
right.
look into some other options.
I believe fix
so,
it right.
So honesty is, hey, this is all the money we got. Realistically, we might be messing up some money.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Appropriation of funds.
That's it.
Somebody here is gonna have to roll. That's all I'm saying. Did you hear what I said? Because see, the one thing you'll see with greater love, greater works.
Right.
Come on, we're talking about
right.
pastor to pastor.
But we're realistic.
One thing you'll see about greater love, greater works is they when they see our numbers this year, they're gonna say, "How did you all do it?"
Right.
And we're gonna have to be honest with them and tell them, Pastor and I,
right.
we go to statements right.
Right.
Here.
And
this
and,
is
and,
what we did.
And you have to be realistic with them, and people need to see because the worst thing you can do is it's kind of like this. Even as a kid, I remember this with my mom. I knew when my mom didn't have no money. Now, she never made it public
right,
to me.
Right, but we knew. Yeah.
But we always paid attention.
Come on.
You know, whether you was raised by your grandmommy, auntie, whoever, you knew that something was short. Because you knew when it was short, when you sitting in the house and you watching TV and all of a sudden the TV go off and you thinking the fuse blew and that ain't it.
And
you call your mom at work and she was like, I was stopping by that today. So now you got, you call a cab and you go up to the, what's it called? The money is in the envelope and run it up there to ComEd and take it up there over here, you know. But those things, so you knew stuff was happening. And as you got older,
you understood
and now you stopped asking for a whole lot of stuff.
Come on. Yes, you did.
So the same thing needs to happen in the church. We need to be realistic with our finances to say, hey, look, we can't throw Men's Day, Women's Day, this day,
pass
that day, this banquet,
that.
We can't do all that
and
give God glory.
Right. That's what I'm
so maybe we take these two events.
Yeah, and make it one.
Or no, we just take these 15 and cuss it down to maybe four.
If that. Or have two main events for the year. Dana, do you know the church has been talking, or listen, we've been talking this way for eons. Here's the deal.
I say it often
when I preach, and that's this.
Because y'all can
we
help.
We don't have a problem hearing the voice of God. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
What the problem is executing what we hear, moving through, executing what we hear, That's what we have a problem with.
Yeah, follow through.
Follow through.
That's the thing. We as a church, and I learned to do, you can do a lot of stuff during morning service.
We don't do afternoon service
anymore.
I
noticed that from watching you on the few occasions I've had a chance to chime in and
no
talking
more.
To you the Mondays afterwards.
We don't.
I've learned from you that you do a lot, and it doesn't take up a lot of time.
It don't take up a lot of time doing that morning.
We do everything in the morning, too.
Well, let me tell you why we can't, because we're so used to a certain system.
Absolutely. I was right.
We got to do the doxology. We got to do Lord's Prayer. We got to read the church covenant.
Come on.
We got to take up the offering here. Respond. No, you, you, that That's nowhere in scripture.
It sure ain't.
Okay.
That's
and
nowhere.
A whole bunch of other stuff. But look, I ain't going there today.
I learned what you can do in an hour and a half is a whole lot.
I'm not playing.
90
y'all.
Minutes.
Cut the fat.
Cut
the
we
fat.
We out at 1:15. We start at 11:30.
No, before you make your chicken, steak, and all that stuff, you clean it and
uh-huh.
cut fat.
Right. You suppose if you know how to cook.
If you know how to cook.
Yeah. Because
you only interested in the meat.
Yeah.
Not the fat.
You need a little fat every time when you put it on.
Just
the
a little.
Okay, but
yeah, but
I'm
you,
just being
you,
honest.
But you're
with
only
you.
Really interested
in the meat.
In the meat.
The end, and that
at
is
the end
good.
Of the day.
And that is good.
Yeah.
This show always makes it way back to food. I'm
and,
sorry, go
yeah,
for
I know,
it.
Right? And so, honestly, I found out that most churches, we struggle in services because we're trying to please everybody, but not the Lord. And
oh,
so my question
God.
Always been is, how long do you think Jesus stay in each service?
Wow.
Because that's the point of confusion in
wow.
service.
My husband, Auntie, is a missionary. She's sitting in church. When she really gets it, she's like,
and it's, you know, it's just reality. You know,
yeah.
I learned so much being pastor worship at Greater St. John. Mm-hmm. My primary mission was to make Greater St. John have the best service in the city of Chicago.
Worship service.
Worship
right.
service. So that simply means we couldn't go with tradition.
Which Greater St. John?
Pastor Ackery.
Okay.
I was pastor of worship for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to get out of traditions. But there were some times that I did give old school Sunday, first Sunday, let the deacons do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, it helped the church because there was something every Sunday.
Even kill.
There was something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got to balance.
In the same token, it didn't change the time frame of the word. It didn't
mm-hmm.
change time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to give a little bit of this and that give and take. But a lot of us really don't know what a true structural service should be.
We really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And even those that have came into a church that they have been what you want to call it
that was already organized
yeah mm-hmm. you know that's the struggle you guys organize
uh-huh.
and so you're able to set your atmosphere according to you guys' heart.
Look at the living words of the world.
You create.
You ever
culture.
Been to Living
yeah.
Word?
Once.
Okay, my husband and I used to belong to
right.
Living Word. Actually, he belonged there first, and then I had to go, but I didn't want to go. But I went, and what I figured out, because I was already established. I was already a minister, already up in praise and worship. I was at my church. Da, da, God, why I got to go. But anyway, he sent me. And don't you know, we worked in the, my husband and I was the only husband and wife team that worked in the prison ministry. So we didn't do a lot of church on Sunday with Living Word.
Right.
Our church was in Dixon
right.
and Pontiac and all that good
right.
stuff. But what I was going to tell y'all is this. But on the days we did church, here's what I'll give the Word of Faith churches credit for. Yeah. Is that, Dana, when I tell you, I don't care what they were doing. If you saw four people up on the stage
mm-hmm.
and all these people are sitting out in the audience, you all this chatter,
mm-hmm.
at 11:30
mm-hmm.
and not 1 second past that,
mm-hmm.
you hear that
mm-hmm.
music go on.
Yeah.
And it looked like the praise and worship
yeah.
thing was standing in place. You're going to get in. They're going to do at least 2 to 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be maybe a kickoff song.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be another song
right.
and then worship song.
Right.
Pastor Winston, in the midst of that worship song, by the third song,
mm-hmm.
he's going to come up and greet the people.
Yeah.
Go around and tell everybody that Jesus loves you. So
right.
He's going to do that. If the word of prophecy comes, he's going to look. And y'all check this out. That's going to go for up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on, they
mm-hmm.
can keep talking for another 30 seconds, but that's all.
Uh-huh.
But if it ain't, he's going to cut them off. Now, listen, we don't believe that way. Shut that down, and we're going to go right on into the offering. Now, here's the thing. Too bad I said the name. But I didn't care for necessarily
uh-huh.
no 30, 40 minute spiel on tithing.
Yeah. Not every week.
Not every week. Not every week. Let me say it that way.
Not every week.
Was it good? Yes.
Not every week.
These type of churches are universities, but they're also universities because they will show you how to properly set structure. And guess what? That man did not go over no Sundays. We got out of church the same time.
They are very
Sunday.
Structured.
Very structured.
I remember when I had
they're very like this too.
Clarence Storrs Jr. on the show when I interviewed him the first time, and he told me 90 minutes. That's it. He says it's 90 minutes. They have two services, and both services are
an hour and a half.
90 minutes. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And 90 minutes.
They go in. It is so appropriate.
And it's so funny because I had him on before I ever met Parks. And
really?
I had him on like early on and had him on. And then when I met with Henderson, first time I had Henderson on, 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. Michael, Cardinal, Bishop, you know,
okay.
from
oh,
LaGrange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Crazy Mike.
That's my other pastor.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
so I had him on 90 minutes. That's it. So everybody started hearing, and I kept hearing this theme behind that. And then I started looking, and the first thing you said that came to my mind was, cut the fat. And you start looking at all of the dead time in services. Now, it got me in trouble.
Did it go long when you came over and because R.C. Blakes was there and we had a guest?
No,
I think
y'all went right on time. It was,
yep.
It was, yeah, I did, you know what? And I'll tell you this.
You
don't
remember.
Pay attention to the time.
He remember
I would. You don't pay attention to the time when things are functioning and working and moving.
Gaps,
you only pay attention to the time when there are gaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you see a lot of dead space, that's when you start looking at the clock.
Yeah.
When you sit there and the song just ended, and whoever's supposed to be at the microphone to do the announcements or whatever, they ain't made their way to the mic yet, even though you know every Sunday at this exact same time you're supposed to be doing the announcement, but I got to wait for you to come from wherever you coming from. And so now you're sitting there. So when now you got the sachet across the room.
Did you say sachet?
Sachet. Across the room, you know, across the whole front of the church, because see, the announcement mic is over here, and don't let you be a member of the choir or some other part of the church. So now you got the sachet all the way across, and then get over there, don't be out of breath, and then you stand there, and then so now you're waiting and you're waiting. So people, that's when folks start doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it amazed me, and the thing that set me in motion to start making people accountable for people's time was I went to a service before Pastor Ray left here. We went to a church way up north in right outside of Waukegan. He went up there to preach, and he was the preacher on program, and our choir was there to be on program with him. And so we sitting out there, and the lady who was the MC of the program, this is what she said. She said, "Now, yes, I'm the MC," she said, "but I don't believe I need to keep coming up here and telling you where you're supposed to be." So she went to the program,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Okay, Greater Deliverance Missionary Baptist Church, are you here?"
See, that's me. That's me when you invite me to be the facilitator.
Right, Beulah Missionary Baptist
Church. Come on
church.
Here. You
are you here?
In Georgia. They ain't up here.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing stuff up.
That's my mama's church.
Greater somebody, are you here? They ain't
they
here?
Right here.
They ain't here? Okay. Kingdom. Okay, now y'all gonna come up before
your pastor
preach. So this is what I need y'all to do. Right after the offering, our choir is gonna come sit down.
Come on, that's what they
y'all get. Make y'all way. She said, "Now if I have to come back up here, that means somebody ain't following directions."
Bottom line.
And I'm gonna tell you, that was the smoothest service.
Bottom line.
I sat there like, and then, you know me, I can't wait to get back
okay,
to church.
Okay.
Don't y'all ain't gonna never let me into another program.
Okay. That's a real facility.
And people were, nobody was offended.
Do you hear me?
People were moving. The church that wasn't there when we got there, before we came there, she said, "Greater whoever, y'all here? Okay, good. Now we done moved y'all back here, but y'all here."
Okay.
And that it.
Okay, praise the Lord.
You know, that's the thing with church. We don't feel church should have order.
We really don't. We think it all just whoever want to come to the mic.
Your service should have a flow.
Come on.
If your service don't have a flow,
some kind of flow.
But
we can't stay all night because see, sometimes folk got flow mixed up with. You know, some people
get flow mixed up with worship.
Flow with worship, or you know the spirit. You don't get that spirit when you at the jail.
Because
see, at the jail, if they give us 20 minutes,
that's
we don't
all
go
you
22.
Get.
We go 20.
Yeah.
And then we live.
Yeah, don't play that prison minute.
Okay.
Let me say this. If you're gonna flow that long, make sure you cut some other stuff.
You're right.
Out.
You got to learn how to cut right.
You gotta know where to cut.
You know,
let's say
Pastor John.
That
Hanna,
is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They're 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they do a nice worship.
A
nice flow of worship.
Yeah, I watch it on.
But after that, I mean, they still do 90 minutes.
But he coming in chopper chopper.
I'm appreciative. This year, we started late 3 times. The latest we start was 10 minutes this year. That's evening service. That's everything.
Let me tell you what we did to kind of
curtail
that.
I hate it.
What we did to curtail
I hate
that was we have prayer. We have prayer before the service kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, okay, now here's the thing. It's not mandatory,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to have prayer for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
if you get there between 11 and 11:30, I'll pray for you or we'll pray for you or we're going to do. And if don't a lot of people show up, of course, we just pray generally. So we'll pray. When you walk in our church 11:15, until about 11:30. There's always some prayer going on. We're going to cover the service. And then 11:30, I grab the mic. Because, you know, my husband sleeps with the praise and worship leader. So I grab. I always say that, but I did. That is so, yeah. Yes, he does.
I got you.
And it's legal. Come on.
I got
y'all.
I got you.
That went over.
It's
he does.
Minutes. No,
so
I wasn't ready for you to
look,
say it.
Did y'all hear?
Yeah, I called it late. Jesus.
Did that segue into
like,
where we going
put
next?
Them in? No, we good.
Okay.
So, nah.
Nah.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. No, I can't stand starting late. It irritates my spirit on Sundays when we start late. It does. And they know it. And some of these guys, they know it. And they look back at me because I look at the clock at 11 o'clock.
Do y'all start late every Sunday?
No.
But
we have been late.
Every now and then.
And
we've been late.
And
there's a reason
late.
Behind
no,
it.
No.
We've been late.
There is no excuse for it.
Hey, there's no excuse. That's true.
Because if
the elect lady said, order!
You're doing devotion, and this is just me. And I know, and people
true.
Know that people think I got an issue with devotion. I've said it a million times. It's not that I have an issue with devotion. Because if you're not doing devotion properly, practice your stuff.
Or have it in
your sing
heart.
Your songs. Or if it's not really in your heart, you're
if
just doing
it.
This is part
way.
Of the conversation I had on Wednesday. When your prayers and your praise are perfunctory, meaning you're just doing them to be doing them. Because, well, you know what? I guess I need
you
to get up here.
Perfunctory?
Perfunctory. Yes, that's the word I use. Yes,
wait, where is she at? Pat? Wait a minute. Did he just say perfunctory?
Yes, I did.
And I bet she goes.
She got it. She put it up there Wednesday when I said it.
And he dropped the mic. Perfunctory?
Yes.
What is that? Can you break that down?
Perfunctory, it simply means just doing it just because.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just going along just to get along. I'm scheduled to do it, so I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I don't mean it.
Perfunctory. Ain't no Jesus in it.
Nothing.
Ain't no Holy Ghost
Nothing.
In it. Come on here.
It's just
ain't
on the
nobody,
program.
Come on here.
It's on
you
the program.
Just, you religious.
And I'm the only one here. I'm the only deacon here, so I'm gonna do devotion, even though it ain't in me.
So I know your prayer by heart. What do you think about? What do you think about some prayers you know by heart?
Stop.
Is that all right?
Let me move over here.
I know my bed.
I know, right? It is about to be that time.
Ball.
Stop.
Anyway,
what y'all got going on before we get out of here? What y'all got? What you got? I know Christmas is Monday.
Yeah, yep.
We won't be here Monday.
Uh-huh.
I thought about it.
Well,
you weren't coming nowhere.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't coming nowhere.
No, but
did
you
I hear somebody say you need
no.
a little
No, 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 no. Let me pause.
Why you ain't gonna be
let here? Me pause. Because the last time Christmas came on a day of the show, we did not do a live show.
Okay.
Well, we were live, but we played Christmas music for everybody on the radio side. Facebook, all that stuff was off.
Okay.
But we have to still... We have to handle our business on the Blog Talk side.
Right.
So we always going to be live there.
Right.
So... Tanya gonna play Christmas music during the live, the 90 minutes that we're gonna be on. That's all we're doing. But no, we won't be here Monday.
Wow.
So yeah, I knew you wasn't coming. So
no,
I'm like,
I wasn't
coming.
No.
You gotta be with your babies. I get
I
it.
I wasn't coming.
No, I knew.
I didn't expect you
not
to be
no,
here.
No, we don't do no. Now
that's the only holiday.
Right now New Year's Day ain't that a Monday?
Yeah.
We'll be here.
That's good.
I'll be here for the first flight because that's a Monday. That's January 1st. First show of the year, I don't treat New Year's like I do Christmas and all them other kind of stuff, you know. But we won't be here.
Pat talking about she won't be here either. What that mean, Pat? I need you to find out what perfoolery is.
Perfunctory.
Perfunctory.
Perfoolery.
I said perfoolery. Perfunctory.
Fly her that word.
But you know, we're having church. We're having church Sunday.
You okay? Right. We have not regular service on Sunday. Parks,
are
having regular service Sunday.
Regular service.
Right.
Regular service on Sunday.
Regular
service. We're doing an hour of power, and then we're gonna go downstairs because we're gonna have a whole bunch of giveaway down there for them. But I'm off now. I got off work yesterday. Boy, y'all talking about a situation. But I'm off now, and then I'm off until Christmas. I have to work on Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you going to the school, man? No.
I don't know none of that. Who's cooking at our house? Who's not cooking? So I want to know. Now, Dana, are you cooking for Christmas?
No. My mom is going to cook a little something. She did
why
extra.
Why do folks say a little something?
Because,
exactly?
well,
I should never say that with my mom because she don't know what a little something is.
Okay.
So, but my mom is going to cook a little something because, like, even for Thanksgiving, you know, she doesn't have, like, she's not doing these large dinner parties like back in the day when all the family, because and all my people don't, you know, all my people folk don't get along. So everybody gonna be somewhere.
Yeah.
So, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
So we gonna be
this
somewhere. That's the
real.
That's the real. I mean, hey, some of y'all, and I don't believe in, watch this, and I said this before on those kind of holidays. I'm trying to enjoy the holiday. I don't feel like being fake and phony.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? We got
to see.
Right, that's what it is. I don't feel like having a perfunctory dinner with you just eating because it's Christmas. I got to sit here.
Well, that's what I want to know. Do y'all, men, this is what I want to know, my brother.
Oh, Lord.
Do we have to do greens and sweet? We just had that two weeks ago. Can we have some catfish, some spaghetti, and some coleslaw?
Yeah, I mean, for Christmas.
Some crab legs.
Yeah, Christmas, you don't have to go like that.
You know, my mom normally does traditional Christmas. Dana got to have it. My mother knows. Enjoy. So my mother's 72 now, so she said she's going to stop doing the big dinners like your mom, Dana. But what my mom, because it's a bunch of us, my mother said what she is going to do, she's going to have the Christmas brunch with the salmon croquette grit.
You see my mom
say
speak.
Salmon,
she already
croquette, know. Salmon croquette and grits and all that stuff. She's going to do brunch. My
mom's
doing brunch for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
If we were going home, I can't go home this Christmas, but if we were all going
now,
home.
Now, where's she at?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
My mother was born in Vicksburg, Mississippi, but she retired from Delta, so that was the closest she could get to Vicksburg. But anyway, normally on our, what Pat say? Perfunctory, careless, quick, brief, hasty, performed merely as a routine duty, lacking interest or enthusiasm, apathetic.
Yes.
Apathetic.
Yeah.
Boy, that is amazing. So normally after Christmas, traditional, we do Creole Christmas the very next day.
With
the crab legs and fish and
the day after Christmas.
The day after any holiday.
The day after
any holiday at my mom's.
Okay.
We do the traditional holiday. I went home for Thanksgiving because I was before going back to work.
Right.
No, I was at work already.
Right, yeah.
I went to work for a week and then went on vacation. So, we do the Creole Christmas.
Parks, what you doing on Christmas? I know you and Charisma hanging out, I'm sure.
Yeah, honestly, I don't have no plans for Christmas.
Day.
I got plans
the day after
tomorrow, Sunday.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas Eve. But
what's going on for Christmas? Anybody got any Christmas Eve events? I know.
Christmas Eve is Sunday.
Right, Christmas Eve is Sunday.
Well, we're doing everything in the morning.
No, that's at your church. I'm talking about anything going on afterwards.
Oh, no.
Now, tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay.
I was watching Channel 9 News.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm a kid at heart.
What's going on?
Perryville in Hammond, Indiana. They got these lights. It's
wow.
Five houses. You can look
now.
It up. Five houses.
Oh, you going out there?
I'm going out there.
What is it again? In where?
Perryville in Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah, my niece
I'm
is
I'm doing it.
Point.
I am doing that. Like, he got like, it's like a tunnel of lights.
Wow.
Five houses.
Down the block.
Now. Yeah,
so people go by there just to
man. So his agreement with the house, he owns his own lawn company. Mm-hmm. So he in the summertime he cut the grass.
Oh,
wow.
But he get to use their house
because I know it's one out in the west. I think it's Naperville or somewhere where the people were complaining because of all the traffic that they get on their block because people want to see it.
Yes, they do.
This man.
Let me ask y'all this, and then we can get up out of here. What happened to the days when the whole block used to be decorated in the city?
They took away block clubs.
Yeah.
It was the block clubs I'm not going to say they took them away when they fell apart.
And just
apart.
Say some neighborhoods don't do it anymore.
But you remember on the west side.
Off Holman.
Yes.
Is that one?
It's still over there. That's over where Deacon W.C. Rice live at, over in that area. Yeah.
W.C.
They got a whole block. That's his name, too, just W.C. It ain't got no, it don't stand
for nothing. What about M.C.? M.C. used to play for us at Greater Bethlehem. M.C. We still don't know what his name is.
Why you say M.C.? It is just W.C. M.C. probably stand for something.
No,
he probably don't. No, his driver's license just say W.C. I worked with a guy named L.C., and his name was just L.C., and he said he was the 15th or 16th kid, and by that time, L.C. Winford was his name.
Lord,
he used to work at Comcast, and he said by the time they got to him and his little brother, they didn't have no – their mama was tied. So you're going to take these initials.
L.C. So what's going on in Oak Brook? Anything going on special in Oak Brook?
I ain't there. That's all I know. I got
to
go there.
Go that way?
Uh-uh. Not at all.
Good?
It, yeah, well, I guess. He all right with me. Anyway, y'all, so look, it's been great.
Praise
We're going to do it. Look, we're going to pray that everybody have a safe Christmas.
Yeah.
We're going to pray that everybody gets that everybody gets what they, you know, get, yeah, get some of what
desire.
You desire.
That's it. Not everything.
We're thankful for those of you who are able to reach out. I got some messages that are going to help out with the little boy, Michael. I talked to his brother
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
Going to try to get him over to the yeah. church.
Is that the young man who lost his dad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, we figured it out because I need to figure out how to. I'll come to you. I don't. Cause
wow,
I know you've been doing a lot of running,
it.
So you, we'll
it.
Figure out what to do. What.
Love it.
But got that and got his sizes for clothes. I've already had people contacting me
wow.
saying they went to go try to get him some clothes. So the goal is to try to get him here Sunday. His older brother that he lives with works on Sunday, so I talked to him. I said, we'll come get him
because
he know he knows a few
good.
Of us.
That's good.
So, you know, he recognized a few of us, and I just make sure some little kids for him to play with when he get here Sunday because you
yeah.
never know. But just happy, man, that we finally were able
that's
to get
God.
That worked out. So that's going to be good, and we just good. So, Pastor, y'all pray us out, man, so we can get out of here.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for even what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. Thank you for TTLO, God. Thank you for its affiliates. Father, we thank you for every person listening, watching, and we thank you that the spirit of low self-esteem is going to be lifted, God, after hearing this show today. We praise you. Give your name glory.
Father, we thank you, honor you, God, and we realize that if it wasn't for your birth, it wouldn't be a death.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father, we pray even in this season, those that's in need, those that need comfort, even love, we ask that you provide it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It's not about the gifts, God, but
yes,
it's about
God.
The gift of love that you have given us.
Yes, God.
And then the gift of life. And so, Father, we
thank
pray
you.
Even on this weekend, even Sunday morning, that churches be lifted up,
yes.
that pastors will be able to proclaim your gospel,
yes.
God. In its entirety, we love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we got to go. Y'all stay blessed. And if you got to drive through this special city, we call Chicago. Keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO, we out of here.
Who became a man, but all I'm of God. They gave